identifying the wrong man as a Nazi, implying that most Haitians drink goat's blood, the ABC News fake Toyota test drive, and did author David Remnick really say he wouldn't be writing a pimped-up biography of Barack Obama? No, he actually said pumped-up. Typos. These are just a few of the dozens of finalists in this year's edition of Media Errors and Corrections, the annual catalog of the best of the worst in journalism mistakes and fixes. It's compiled by Craig Silverman, founder and editor of the online column Regret the Error, who joins us from his home in Montreal. Welcome.
Thank you.
And let's get right to the big one, the error of the year. Drum roll, please. It's an online source called Cook's Source, a small American culinary magazine, not to be confused with Cook's Illustrated, which is quite respected. But Cook's Source, what did they do?
Well, as you said, small culinary magazine. And at one point, a writer realized that they had actually used an article of hers, although she had never been in touch with them. And so basically, the end result was she got in touch with the editor, said, hey, you used my article, you're going to need to pay me for it. And as you noted, the editor wrote back a rather snide email saying, well, you should be happy that I'm not asking you to pay for the editing I did to your piece because it needed a lot of work. And that just went totally viral once the writer actually put it online. And it was just all over the internet. And it got to the point, actually, where people started looking to see if this magazine had stolen other work. And in the end, there were over 160 suspected examples of theft that people went and discovered.
Right. And not only did Monica Griggs, the editor, say, hey, you know, you needed editing. You're lucky I did that. She also said, well, come on, the web is considered public domain, and you should be happy we didn't just lift your article and put someone else's name on it. I mean, she really believed that.
It was just remarkable for so many reasons. You know, the ignorance about copyright law, the arrogance in terms of a writer asking to be paid for something that was completely misappropriated. And then the editor actually even went to the point where she mocked people on the Cook Source Facebook page because she said, oh, you know, we only had this amount of friends before this incident, and now we've got this many. And what she didn't realize that all these people friended her and her magazine just so they could make fun of her right on the wall of the Facebook page.
Well, you can't check it out because Cook Source is no longer correct. So they went down. And they are they have the dubious honor of having the error of the year. But the runner-up goes to the English paper The Independent, which published a front-page picture of a man in uniform with the headline, Wanted for the Deaths of 430,000 Jews. Problem was?
He wasn't actually the guy they were talking about.
Exactly.
You know, this was obviously an alleged Nazi war criminal that they were talking about. And in the end, what they grabbed a picture of a guy who was not even really a soldier. He was a Croatian actor dressed as a soldier in a movie. And and I mean, if the paper had really spent any time looking to see, it's quite obvious that this guy's uniform is not a Nazi uniform.
I mean, I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing because I'm sure there are listeners saying, hey, wait a minute, didn't I send you a correction for something? We actually had a report. We tried to find it. We couldn't. We had an entire, you know, 4.5-minute report in which we did not have one fact correct. It was about some sort of sports award or something. We didn't have one thing right, and we were trying to find it just to sort of, you know, remind ourselves that we've been here too. But you also started a category for typo of the year, and you picked one by the blog post TBD. This is a somewhat delicate choice because the posting involved sex and a serious issue, HIV infection. But the correction is frankly hilarious. Can you just read the correction?
So the correction reads, this blog post originally stated that 1 in 3 black men who have sex with me is HIV positive. In fact, the statistic applies to black men who have sex with men. So the difference, of course, is just one letter. You lose the N, men becomes me, and all of a sudden the writer is saying something incredibly different than what was intended.
Well, and, you know, it's a very serious issue, but oh my gosh. Do you have another one like that?
Well, you know, there were lots of typos. There are lots of typos every year. And I have to say, actually, one of my favorite corrections from this year is from the tabloid in the UK called The Sun. In fact, they are actually pretty much in it every single year. And so their correction read, in an article on February 3rd, we implied 2/3 of Haitians drank goat's blood while practicing voodoo. we are happy to make clear this is not the case. And the reason I love it is because, of course, they're not actually telling you what they got wrong. They ran a crazy article saying 2/3 of patients drink goat's blood while practicing voodoo, but they won't actually say, well, in fact, they don't drink goat's blood, or 2/3, you know, don't practice voodoo. We don't really know what they're even correcting.
Yeah. Another major list, and we were sorry to see this because Brian Ross, you know, who's the investigative reporter for ABC News, has been on this program. He's a former colleague, but he still, what, faked part of a Toyota test drive?
Yeah, I mean, people will remember that, of course, there was a big recall this year of Toyota vehicles. And the one of the reasons for that was that there was a concern that they could actually sort of accelerate, even though you were not accelerating, they could sort of go on a runaway ride. And so he aired this pretty big investigation that seemed to suggest that, yes, this was a serious problem, and he seemed to show that, look at how these vehicles could, in fact, accelerate completely without any act on your part. The problem was that they were actually splicing in footage together to show that, you know, the accelerator or the odometer had really been going up and going crazy, but in fact that wasn't actually what was going on in the car. So there was some, it was, you know, at a low level you could say it was, so, you know, selective editing or sleight of hand, but really there's still a question of, well, did they actually manage to reproduce this problem at all?
Yeah.
For their report.
Here's a correction from the Sydney Morning Herald. Lilith's astrology column for the week starting March 6th was wrongly published last week. We are republishing it. We apologize for any sense of deja vu readers have. But you also, just, you have got a minute here, and I'm just wondering if you could touch on how Twitter has affected, you know, the errors that are made. We had an error on the air the other day. We reported that Swedish government was not going to challenge the bail of Julian Assange. It was a tweet. It was wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Twitter has created a really real-time news environment, and this is a whole different.
Yep.
It's a whole new information ecosystem. When you can tweet something, have it retweeted, and all of a sudden, within a matter of seconds, it's literally going around the world. And so the challenge of real-time verification, the challenge of dealing with all these new tools for putting information out so quickly, is really a big one that the media has to grapple with. And I don't think to this point we've really figured out the right ways to correct things on Twitter, the right ways to decide what goes out and what stays. And it's a really big challenge for all of us, because, of course, anyone can tweet, not just the press.
Right. And you suggest perhaps some sort of development where there can be sort of an instant correction tweet or something. That's Craig Silverman, founder and editor of the Regret the Error website, to see his entire list of this year's media errors and corrections, which, phew, we weren't on, although we know we've had some doozies. You can go to hereandnow.org. Craig, thanks as always.
Thank you.